Hi, I'm Ann Lander at Pomarco, and today I'm going to talk to you about skip feeding and how we can reduce or eliminate it from your process. Skip feeding is a commonly used practice in the corrugated industry when every other rotation of the impression cylinder is used. To put it more commonly, it's putting a sheet through every other time because of issues with the printing. Those issues with the printing are normally a lack of ink that is able to be transferred from the analogs to the plate and then onto the board. Now, skip feeding has allowed the analogs and the plate to get two hits of ink or to fill the plate twice without depositing any of the ink onto the plate, and therefore is able to transfer more ink. Sounds great, right? Well, there's a huge drawback. You're now working at half the rate you thought you were, so you've doubled your time, but your output is only half. But many printers do this because they don't have any other options and they need to get the coverage on the board. There has been a rise in skip feeding because of the increased amount of recycled content in the board. The recycled content makes for a rougher board, and this makes for more difficult printing. The liners in these boards are also thinner, and so that increases the possibility for fluting to show through. With this, the boards are also more absorbent, and therefore you would need more ink to get the density required. The rougher board is more absorbent, and therefore what output you were getting on your virgin craft is not going to be the same as your 100% recycled craft. You will also get more low spots from the fluting and construction of the board. Skip feeding comes into play because since it can allow for a double dip of ink, more ink is transferred, and therefore it gives off a better print from coverage on solids to large blocks of text. And this allows better print to occur, but often at half the rate of normal production. So if clients are often using skip feeding as a method of better ink transfer, they can look at the following options for resolving it. First, you need to check the volume of the analogs. Since you're in need of more ink, the last thing you want to see is that your analogs isn't performing. This can happen because of plugging, wear, or a combination of both. A deep clean to the analogs is a quick and easy way to get the analogs back to performing like it should. If you're finding that your analogs is becoming plugged more often, then adding a deep cleaning maintenance schedule is always recommended. However, if you find that your clean analog still isn't cutting it, then it might be time to sit down with your analog supplier and discuss the issues and options for changing the volume. Another option is to review your inks in terms of pH and pigmentation with your ink supplier. If you find that the densities are not satisfactory, then you can adjust things by adding more pigmentation to the ink. One caution with this, and why we recommend to speak with your ink supplier, is that this can affect the liner and cause more issues down the road. Liners being covered in ink, and therefore the fluting shows through, or the fluting gives away to the other stations that are used for larger text or other colors. These options are more long-term since they aren't something that we can fix overnight and take an investment to ensure that you're producing more efficiently. Well, those are just a few points that you can look into to reduce or eliminate the need for skip feeding. If you have any questions, you can definitely reach out to myself or your local sales rep for more help. Thank you.